I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
The Oz Indie Show, bringing you brand new releases every Wednesday between 3 and 5 here with Greg Carrick. And on the blower, sort of, I've got Shelley Grace all the way from the Gold Coast up there in Queensland. How are you, Shelley?
I'm good, thank you, Greg. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good, despite the weather. But, yeah, we won't talk about that. Us Melbourneites always whinging about the weather.
I think it's a general theme now.
It is too, yeah. You're not having a great time up there in Queensland at the moment.
Nope.
Yes, well, we'll leave that alone. We'll get into music. That's what you're here for. Shelley Grace, you've just released a new single that's going to be later be part of an EP. It's called After All.
That's it.
It sounds fantastic. We'll be playing that a bit later. But you're about 20, 22, is that right?
Oh, my God, I love you. It's on there and you're close.
And you're, apart from being a musician, singer, songwriter, you're also a teacher at a high school, is that right?
I am. I'm a high school teacher, yep. So I teach English, drama, dance, Italian, humanities, so history.
Yeah.
All that jazz.
Wow. And you would have had a hard time with the COVID remote teaching stuff. How did you handle that? How did the kids cope?
Well, the kids kind of liked it because they didn't have to see us every day and have us tell them, you know, do your work. They could just mute button. But we found it challenging because I kind of like the contact. I like to jump around in my classroom like a crazy person and sing at the children and
do that
kind of thing. Mm. So the disconnect was the hard part.
Yeah, but that's over now. You're back in the class?
Yep, back in the class, annoying my kids daily.
Excellent. All right. Now, your music, did you start your musical journey when you were very young, or is this a recent thing?
Oh, no, it's been something that I've done since I kind of went on stage at 3. My dad's a musician and has always been. He was in his first band at 17. And they won Battle of the Bands for Australia when he was 19.
Wow.
And so it's been a big family thing. We've always, all of us have played in his band or bands as we've gotten older. And then my brother does pub gigs in and around Lismore area and I do recording and musical theatre. So
when you were gigging with your dad, were you on what, strings or keyboard or what?
I played keyboard and I sang backup or I sang. He tried to teach me the guitar, but that was not particularly successful.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother is the guitarist and the drummer.
Okay. So multi-talented family there.
We tried.
So when did you decide that you wanted to sort of branch out in the solo thing and actually make this part of your life?
I think I just kind of fell into it. I write novels and I love to write and I love to do stories and things that people can connect to.
Yeah.
And I just kind of transitioned into a bit of poetry and then I got the opportunity to go and show this poetry and these lyrics that turned into lyrics to a music producer. And from there, he added the music and, you know, I hummed a bit of stuff and went, what do you reckon? And he converted it into what you now hear in After All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So your songwriting ability was from a young age and went through the process of poems and prose now into songwriting. So when you write the song, do you already have a tune that might suit it or does that come later?
With After All, I kind of got into the old English school, you know, let's make it rhyme style.
Yep.
However, the current one that I'm writing or one of the ones that I'm writing called Why Can't It Be Me, I've got a tune in my head and so then I'm making lyrics fit that tune and then I'll give that all to Dan, the music producer, and go, make that sound awesome and we'll see what happens.
Excellent. Yeah, and you're writing more stuff for an EP to come out. But what sort of influences, apart from your family, what sort of musical influences have actually begun to show up in your music?
Look, with After All, I was going for a pop rock fusion, but I think I've hit a bit of a country twang in there as well. But I'm not ashamed to say that I absolutely adore the TV series Nashville. Yep. And if somebody was to compare me to Juliet Barnes or the Hayden Panettiere character, I wouldn't be sad about that. I do very much love Lady Gaga and Elton John. And, you know, we've always been introduced to a huge range of artists.
Yeah.
I know that we dropped a bit of like the 80s guitar solo reminiscence of Bon Jovi into After All as well, trying to get that pop rock fusion. No, I think I just love a huge variety of different styles and genres and different artists.
Yeah.
And if I can channel or mimic some of those, even right down to I love Miley Cyrus.
You
know, yeah. I can draw from some of those as inspiration, I will.
Some of the names you mentioned then, they're not just singer-songwriters. They're also into the theatrics of stage presentation. Is that from your background as well?
Yeah, I think I probably really connect with those people that put on a show. You know, looking at Elton John and Cher, you can't get better showman than that. Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. You've already put out After All. You're writing new stuff. What's the time frame for an EP?
I'm hoping by the end of the year.
Yeah.
I've got grand plans to get back down to Sydney to see Dan and record the next two, and that should get me the EP, and then we can move from there to transition through to December, January into I'd like to get 10 tracks by February next year.
Yeah.
I know that's ambitious, but I kind of really like to do that so that there's a big substantial album on my Spotify playlist, Spotify account.
Yeah, I was going to say that's more of an album than an EP, 10 tracks. Yeah. Now, will you be drip feeding these, or will you launch the whole lot in one hit?
I think I'll probably try and launch the two to make the three track EP at once, and then I'll probably drip feed and add as we go. I think half the problem is that I have so many different ideas of what I want to do, and so many different genres I kind of want to tap into in that pop rock country fusion blend, but I can't decide which songs to not record or hold, so I just want to kind of get them out of my head and onto, you know, I guess digital now rather than onto an album record.
Do you have anyone helping you with marketing in that sense of maybe putting out a plan of when you should release what and in what order?
No, I don't. I'm just kind of winging it at the moment.
Yeah.
I did think I'd talk to Australian Radio Promotions and see what they're talking about with releasing singles and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned Dan for the production side. Do you have other help as well? Do you have other session musos come in and do stuff with you, or is this all just you?
No, it's all just me. So I write all the lyrics and hum some weird tunes at Daniel Natoli, and he then tinkers because he literally plays every instrument under the sun. Mm. Very, very talented guy. And then he did all of the recordings as well, so he mastered all the production.
Yeah. Excellent. And then these are released digitally or electronically, but you're planning to put out a physical CD?
I'd absolutely love to do that. And my dad would love me to do something on vinyl because he's good old school, being that he's going to be 80 at the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be a good present for him.
Yeah.
Where then, because you're very, very busy now, setting up your first album to be released early next year. What do you plan to do? Do you have some sort of game plan in mind for 5 years? In 5 years, Shelley Grace is going to be here.
Shelley Grace would like to be on the radio all over the world.
Yep.
I would love to do a concert or two, I think. I'm not sure prepared to play out Wembley Stadium, but if they rang, I would never say no to that. But at this point, when I'm sitting here going, I've got one song digital and the others are all in production, I'm not sure I have a full set for Wembley, but that's not to say I won't in 5 years. I love to sing and dance, so I guess that would probably help that show. I think...
You could always get Lady Gaga to open for you, you know, just to fill in a bit of time.
You could get her to open and, you know, Beyonce could fill in the end.
Yeah, fair.
Perfect. I just would love to be able to continue to write and release music that people respond to and that people enjoy.
Yeah.
I think ultimately that is the goal. You know, one of the reasons I started doing it was to almost show my students that it's possible to follow any dream that you want to follow.
Yeah.
Because I know if you think Lady Gaga and you throw out Elton John and Beyonce and people go, well, we don't know them, but they're phenomenal. I can literally say to my kids, but you know me and I'm doing the same steps that they've done, which means you too can do that.
Mm.
Kind of it's what fuels the passion, I think.
Yeah. Now, among all the busyness of writing and producing your first album, do you have also time for gigs or are you just concentrating on this work?
Mainly concentrating on the writing and recording at the moment. However, I do get dragged on stage more in the musical theatre side. Like I'm going up on stage in November for Clue through one of the local community theatres. And I think if I make the finals, so the song's been nominated for a Gold Coast Music Awards Song of the Year.
Yep.
And if I make the finals, I'll get to sing that live at Hotter during the Music Awards in September. So I'm just sitting back waiting to see if that happens as well.
Yeah. So we expect to see you on Eurovision in a few years?
Yes, so long as I get glitter and sequins, I won't say no.
Okay, the new track you've just released called After All, what is it about and how did that come about to actually hit the airwaves?
So it's about a toxic relationship.
Right.
And going, okay, enough is enough, we're done, the dues have been paid, step out, get gone, let it be done.
Yeah.
And then realising that life exists after that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which is a common thing that a lot of young people have to go through.
Mm. It is, yeah.
Yeah. So is this from personal experience or just your general observation of life?
A little bit of both.
Mm.
A little bit of both. I've been in situations, you know, professionally and also personally where relationships just needed to end. They weren't functional or helpful for me, but I've also seen a lot of my friends and family have the same or worse situations.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, drawing from bits and pieces of that helped make After All a real thing.
All right. Well, before we push the button and hear After All, where can our listeners find your music and follow you?
So the song is available on Amazon, iTunes and Spotify. And I'm on Instagram as at ShellyGrace1200.
Okay. There you go, folks. Hit her up on Insta and follow Shelly as she slowly builds her new album and puts out more tracks. Thank you very much for your time, Shelly.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. And, I hope the weather improves up there in Queensland.
Oh, I think between us on the eastern seaboard, we're in for like a not very pleasant weekend.
All right. Now we're going to hear After All by Shelly Grace. Hope.
Cheating years, they melt away.